How would it be usual to introduce somebody?
Okay, so we are at the corner of Stanion and Fulton in San Francisco, right by Golden Gate Park. And we're here at a community garden on April 1st, 2007. And we're here with a community gardener who is going to tell us about the garden.
Okay. Hi, I'm Becky. I've been gardening here with some other people from my neighborhood for about the past 3 months. It's a 1,300 square foot lot right on the corner here, kind of surrounded by concrete. And I don't know, I could describe it some.
Please, what's growing here?
We've got fava beans, we have potatoes, we have lettuce, we have garlic, we have peas, which are actually suffering a little bit since we took down the trellis. We were asked to get everything that weren't plants out of the garden at one point, hoping that by doing that we could save everything that was plants. And the peas are kind of hanging on a little there. We've got strawberries and mustard greens. We have quinoa, ginger, aloe. We've got, what else do I see out there? There's little tiny carrots, sprouts, and beets.
How did this effort to reclaim this piece of land start?
Well, some of us have been noticing that this, you know, the land had been vacant for a long time. People were throwing trash in it. It was all overgrown with weeds, and we started talking to our neighbors who've been around here a little bit longer and learned that it had been like that for more than 20 years. And we had some gardening experience, and we were pretty passionate about growing food close to where we live and bringing neighbors together, and we thought that this could do both. And we decided to plant some favas to build the soil and to see what happened, see if it brought neighbors out, see if it brought for the property owner out. And it did bring a lot of neighbors out. I've been living here for a while, and I never really meet people. And then I was in one day planting fava beans, I met 8 neighbors, and then I decided I was going to keep coming out here. And people were really supportive. Everybody kept saying it looked so much better than it ever had for all the time that they'd been here, and they were really happy to see it be a garden.
Awesome. What other kind of effects does this garden have, not only on the community, but just the surrounding area?
Well, definitely it sort of beautifies it, I think. And I notice people kind of smiling at it as they go past. And at some point it would... And I think also that people haven't been throwing trash in the garden as much as they had been before. We've been finding a lot less dog poop out here than whenever we first started digging. I haven't seen hypodermic needles here since we started gardening, although when we first came out here and were, you know, moving soil around, that's something that we did see. So it seems like people are having a little different kind of respect for this area, which I like. People smile at us a lot when we're out here. We've met a lot of people, and they've met each other. And it's slow. You know, it's only been 3 months, so it's a start. We haven't really harvested so much here yet. It's just working on growing up, but we were hoping to have food to share with the neighborhood, too.
So what reasons might you have personally for your participation in this?
Well, for me personally, I've been learning about gardening for the past couple of years, and so I like to try to... you know, keep doing that, keep trying different things in a garden. I like to be growing my own food. And I like for my food to be coming from close to where I live and not shipped from someplace else around the world. And I've been really enjoying getting to know people in my neighborhood, and I've been really enjoying the sort of appreciation that people have expressed for us being here.
Can you tell us about the landowner and the situation with that?
Sure, the landowner, I don't really know very much about her because I've never talked with her. Her name is Eileen O'Driscoll, and from what we've heard, she doesn't live in San Francisco most of the time, but I guess we don't really know. We hear that she lives in Hawaii, and we never saw her, and the people who live in this building, which she also owns, say that they never see her, and until a sign went up from the Department of Public Works that said, declare this a blighted vacant lot. We called DPW. They said that came from complaints from neighbors that they got before this was a garden, and that as long as it was a garden and people were maintaining it and taking care of it, they didn't consider it to be blighted and that they would take down the sign. But I'm assuming that she was notified about the blight also, and so shortly after that, the property managers, who had been pretty supportive before that, called us and said that the landowner was in town and she wanted the garden removed, and so that's the first that we heard from her. And since then, we've been trying to negotiate through the property managers, and that hasn't really been working out. We've been offering to rent it. We've been offering lots of different kinds of things and asking them to put us in touch with her, asking her to call us, and that she hasn't been willing to talk to us, so we don't know very much else about her other than that. We've looked up some stuff. It seems like she's involved in lawsuits for wrongful evictions. And we haven't been able to find a current address or phone number. Everything we've tried isn't current.
What is the landowner's position, do you think, in regards to this land? Like, what do they want to see happen here?
What we have heard is that she wants it to be returned to its previous status. She wants it to be a vacant lot. We haven't heard anything about her wanting to build anything here. And she's owned it for a long time with it, you know, looking the way that it did before. And that's it as far as we know.
So what kind of community efforts have there been so far to save this garden?
Well, we've been, a lot of people have signed this petition that we have showing support for the garden. We've been asking people to call the property management company and let them know that, you know, what they think about this, what they'd like the future of the site to be. We've been asking people to call Jake McGoldrick, our District 1 supervisor, and people have been telling us that they've done that. And we've been trying to be out here all day, every day, since we found out that that the property management company, Citywide Property Management, was saying that they were going to send somebody out here to take out all the plants. And so we've been here trying to protect our plants, trying to show that people care about this place and that they can't just come and remove things without having to talk to some people about that first.
So how can people in the Bay Area continue to support this effort here?
People can call Citywide Property Management. Their phone number is 415-552-7300. You could also call Supervisor Jake McGoldrick. You can come out here to the corner of Fulton and Stanyan and spend some time with us watching over the garden and spend some time weeding or watering the garden or planting something in the garden. And if you want more information about what's happening, we have a voicemail we've been updating. It's 888-760-1958. That's 888-760-1958.
Awesome. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, I don't think.
Right on. Well, thanks.
Thank you. How much of that?
Okay.
I think the garden is a good use of space that wasn't contributing to the community before, and I think that in the time I've been out here, I've witnessed it bring together the neighbors, and it's been a very positive thing for people who rent from the property owner, and I understand that they're in support of it and say that it increases the property value and their likeliness to rent from her again. And I think for people that don't rent from her but live near here, they seem to appreciate the transformation of unused space. So I think the garden is a wonderful thing for the neighborhood.
Awesome. Thanks.